Frank Guglielmi, Chinatown. Chinatown has a strange fascination for out-of-towners.
"We want to see the opium joints," they explain. "We want to see the Josh houses, the white slaves living with the Orientals, the subterranean passages that lead to the Fantan dives. Do Chinese really eat rats, Captain? And do they all smoke hop? When can we go down there and see all these things? The Chinese Masonic Temple, the funeral processions with the red casket, and the man who sits up in front on the hearse, paving the way to Chinese heaven with paper prayers. We want to see all these things. Maybe some hatchet men, too. Do you ever see any Tang Wars?"
Well, it's an old story to the police. Visitors are more or less a nuisance in Chinatown because they build up such fantastic ideas of what goes on down there. That if they don't see a few Chinamen disappearing down traps in the pavement, chased by somebody with a hatchet or a long carved knife, they haven't had any fun, and they go home disappointed. As a matter of fact, Chinatown is a peaceful neighborhood most of the time, and there isn't much for the casual visitor to see. So, to make it interesting for the out-of-towners, sometimes we used to copy the sightseeing guides and arrange a setup so as not to disappoint them.